Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter. Very censored. I really don't know where to begin. I'll just say this. This isn't a humble brag. This is me being humbled by the universe with a first world problem that I should have had my thumb on the scale with. Keep all that in mind. Keep all that in mind. Noobs, thank you for giving me opportunity. Thank you for giving me a chance. That's all I ever asked for. That's all I ever want, was an opportunity and a chance. And you've given me that however long you deem was necessary, however long you decided to do it. Thank you greatly. Regs, we back at it again. Regs, we do what we do. Regs, this feels like every single day, but it's not every single day. It just feels that way because we have a special, special, unique bond. We don't know what to call it. We do not know what to call it, but it is very, very special. It is truly unique that sometime in the future, insert time frame, it's a fill in the blank. It's a fill in the blank. Insert time frame. And that's when we will retroactively go back and say, this is what it was, this is what it is, and this is what it always will be. That special, unique bond that we have that we don't know what to call it. Sharing is caring, but you shouldn't share everything. I repeat, sharing is caring, but you should not share everything. Got some free advice. That is some free advice. Bird-like voice. I don't know if this is a humble brag or me being humbled. It's one or the other. And you know me. And that's the you know he and not the you know ha ha. I don't understand how to do humble bragging. I do not know how to do humble bragging. Therefore, by default, this is have to be me being humbled by the universe. Me being humbled by the universe saying you are going to learn. You will feel the pain. But there really wasn't any pain. It just felt weird. It felt odd. No entitlement odd, but weird and odd that, hey, I can't believe this happened. Did it keep me up at night? No, it did not. It wasn't one of the many things that usually keep me up at night. But I did think about it occasionally. It did come across my mind during the day, during some daydreams, like, oh, I wish I had. I wish this wasn't the case. I wish this was different. Stuff like that, but just take out the I wish part. And it was just a thought, a fleeting thought. That lasted less than a second. That lasted less than a tenth of a second. That lasted less of a thousandth of a second. It was one of those fleeting thoughts. It's like, oh, yeah. And then it went away. It was one of those fleeting thoughts that you have that goes away immediately. And then you can't recall, or you don't know, or you don't remember what you were thinking about previous. And you just go back to the next thing that you can recall, that you can remember, that you were possibly thinking about. It's one of those. This is one of those. However, I'm not saying that I'm not happy that that the problem's been solved. I'm not saying that I'm not happy that the problem has been solved. The mystery has been uncovered. Everything can go back to normal, which means everything would just keep going on the way it used to be. before this was, before this happened, and I can't lie. I want to maintain being a truth teller. So I'll say this was something that I enjoyed, something that I liked, something that did bother me for the first couple of weeks. Then it just went away. The me being bothered, the me feeling some kind of way, me having just a tenth of a second thought, it just went whoosh. And that is me making a sound because I can't show you that my hands are just making like a little cloud kind of thing, like a cloud. And so the sound effects was that. Anyway, and it wasn't the two digits going up in the air, because that wasn't the case. That's not the that wouldn't be the proper indicators for me to try to get that point across. And I know what you're thinking, and I'm just gonna go ahead and complete that thought. What I am referring to, I have some headphones that were pretty much brand new, and within the first month I lost them, and now 2 months later they don't reappeared, and nobody take them, and I didn't accuse anybody of taking them because I just knew I just lost it in the places where I thought I lost it, because I backtracked. For the first week or so, I backtracked my steps that I took and where I possibly could have lost these or misplaced these. And I did every single thing that I would normally do to try to jog my memory on where are these headphones. I couldn't find them. They wasn't in the car. They wasn't in my room. They wasn't where I would normally misplace them. And so I just charged it to the game. And for you noobs and newer people, there was a period and there was a point in time where I was just charging a lot of stuff to the game. So charging to the game came up a lot. Basically, charging to something to the game is me saying that it's over. The universe won. The universe is trying to teach me a lesson. The universe is trying to show me something. The universe is saying that you are going to learn some kind of lesson. And so I'm just letting it go. I'm not going to put any energy into trying to figure out or trying to do something that would put me in a situation where I have to keep wondering, keep trying to reach a goal, reach an accomplishment, and in that sort of sense. In other words, I charged it to the game, and I just chalked it up to taking the L and saying that I'm never going to see him again. That was me charging it to the game. I don't know where they are. I tried my bestest. My bestest wasn't good enough. I'm not going to keep looking. I'm not going to keep trying to look. I'm not going to pretend to look. I'm not going to put no energy into looking. I'm not going to put no energy into thinking about this. I done charged into the game, out of sight, out of mind. So that's what pretty much noobs and newer people. And I didn't even give you the Vince's note. I gave you the notes. You're welcome. But you probably still should go back and review some of the historical documents on other charges to the game, because there was a lot during a long period of time where the universe was like, you ain't where you need to be. We're going to take you there the hard way. And the universe was taking me there the hard way, because there was a lot of charging to the game type of stuff. I had just went ahead and just charged this to the game and just chalked it up to, I'm never going to see it again, because I wasn't going to just put the energy and effort into trying to find something that I knew that I wasn't going to find. I put the time in, I put the work in, I put in all of those things that I just previously stated, and I couldn't find these headphones. So I was like, okay, I'm good. And this is why I say, I don't know if this is coming off as a humble brag, which it shouldn't, but it's me and my first world problem and the universe teaching and showing me a lesson that I got to be more careful. I got to be more focused. I got to create a situation where these headphones go there all the time. And if they aren't there all the time, they somewhere else all the time. Just create like a spot where they can go instead of just putting them and throwing them anywhere. Well, I usually give stuff enough time to breathe, except for when it's me. I protect the guilty in the game, except for when it's me, unless I need to. However, see something, say something. That's what I'm pretty much on. And that's why I'm just going ahead and telling you this, where it just magically happened. I was just sitting down and my eyes just went to the left. My eyes went to the right. My eyes went back to the left. And then I saw something hanging down from my, hanging down from furniture-like thing. I can't describe the furniture-like thing. It's just weird. It's indescribable. It's something like a piece of furniture. And it was hanging off the side. But it was hanging off the side enough in the same color where it just blended in, while at the same time, it was small enough where you had to truly and really focus on what it was. And if you didn't, you could have just chalked it up into that entire piece of furniture being one item, one thing. And so that entire time I've been sitting there, that entire time I've been walking by and bumping into it and doing whatever else to that piece of furniture, that is, to that piece of furniture, it never stood out. It never fell off. It never bounced off. It never moved. 2 months. I know. Like I said, I'm holding my head in shame. I should have been better. I need to be more better. I need better eyes. I need better focus. I need to just move around stuff, just to move around stuff, just in case that it's more than one. And it's multiple items and multiple things combined. And maybe, just maybe, I'm looking for or forgot that I'm looking for one of said items. I'm just sitting there. Look to the left. Look to the right. Look back to the left. And my eyes just zeroed and focusing. I don't know why. I think the universe said that you done learned enough. It's time to bring you some happiness. It's time to bring you some joy. It's time to show you a different side. And I just, my eyes just bucked. They got super, yes, duper wide. And I looked and I said to myself, definitely not out loud, because there was nobody here, even if I would have. So there's no reason to talk to myself. The light bulb came on and I smiled and I said, gotcha. Not out loud, definitely not out loud. And I went over to the piece of furniture and I politely just took my headphones off from where they were hanging and from where they were. And I still need to charge them because this is fresh. This is brand new. I know they work. They were some of my favorite headphones that I used almost every single day, definitely 6 days a week. Definitely 6 days a week. But I sort of forgot that I missed them and missed that I forgot them. This is going to take some therapy. This is going to take some getting to know one another again. This is going to take me just easing my way back into said situation again, because I forgot how they fit. I forgot how they sound. I don't know. I do know they was convenient. And that was the whole entire reason that I got them to begin with. But how convenient were they when I just said, F it, for 2 months? Charge it to the game is the same thing as me saying F it. And don't worry. Family show, family program. I like the letter F. I like the letter G. I like the letter Q, and I definitely like the letter P. And that wasn't supposed to rhyme. It just happened to be that way. It just happened to be that way. The universe just told me to do it, and I'm just doing what the universe telling me to do right now, because it ain't leading me wrong. But if gut feeling was to interject, if intuition were to interject and say you need to do this, I'm all ears. I am all ears, because that is 100% always right. Never led me astray. Never led me down a wrong
path. Yeah, I was going to say something else, but two minds, one time, couldn't do it. Couldn't get it out. Could not
complete the process or the action. And I know some of you think that I'm a robot. A robot would have been able to do that. Not me, however. Not me. I guess I'm happy. I'm overjoyed that it's been found. While at the same time, now it's going to keep me up at night. Now it's something that I'm going to think about all the time. Because what else am I looking over and can't see? Real question. Real question. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out the new and improved website at extravdgsports.com. That is extravdgsports.com. There's the YouTube as well. Extravdg. Extravdg. Like, subscribe, share. Basically, do whatever it is you do there. Comment if you must. Comment if you may. We clap back. Noobs. And noob, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Thank you for giving me the chance once again, even if it was for the brief moment in the beginning. Greatly appreciate it. Regs, I'm just going to say peace, peace out.